One that April, with his showy sorter...
Maybe it's been since high school, or that British literature class you took in college, since you heard this prologue from Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales, a 14th century collection of stories told by travelling pilgrims.
One Zephyrus, ek with his sweet breath, inspired hath in every halt and heath the tendra croppes.
And no, my production's not in Middle English, but... the blueprint is the same.
Rye Kincaid is aware his audience will range from expert to novice when it comes to the Canterbury Tales, but he's updated some of the stories with original music and lyrics for a new rock musical called Pilgrimage.
I thought the knight was very chivalric but representative of the people, so it's like a Springsteen-esque anthem. And the miller is kind of a funky and raunchy tale that represents not only the miller, but also the tale that he tells.
At an evening rehearsal, a loud fan blows into the un-air-conditioned basement of the Arts Asylum, a cavernous space in an old church at 9th and Harrison. The show's large cast of actors and musicians sits in chairs or stands, some playing instruments, as Amy Kelly, with a mic in hand, works the room like a lounge singer. Bob Paisley, founder of Central Standard Theater, directs the production. He says it's the dialogue, the interaction of the characters between the songs, that stitches the show together. Paisley says it's full of potential, perfect to launch at the Fringe.
That's what we're all here for, to explore the boundaries of the art as best we can.
In the Crossroads Arts District in the small black box theater of the Fish Tank, actor Katie Kalaherka cues up the music for the song Look Me Over Closely.
And it comes directly after a little scene with a waitress who has spilled hot tea. Marlene Dietrich comes back in to teach one of her lessons in the form of this song.
Look me over closely. Tell me what you find, but don't get over anxious. I'm not the marrying kind.
Kalaherka's new one-woman show called Lessons from Marlene was inspired by a bad breakup, and a wedding provides the framework. She plays more than a dozen characters, including actress-singer Marlene Dietrich as an angel, who also serves as the MC of the cabaret.
This Marlene Dietrich is wild. She is part angel, part devil. She is all over the map, and she is very much more a caricature of Marlene Dietrich than very true to Marlene Dietrich. Mostly, I'm Marlene Dietrich, and Marlene adds different pieces. So Marlene might get a scarf, and she turns into an Irish girl named Laura. She might get a pair of glasses, she turns into a Trekkie named Rosie.
Or an English girl named Unit.
It's amazing what $100 can buy you. Today I went to the Dollar General. Have you heard of it? In attempting to rebuild a life, it is imperative that one be conscious of money. Breaking up is expensive, but with a good head on your shoulders, you can do it on a cheap. Need 100 things? Costs $100. It's that simple.
Actor Vanessa Severo directs the production, and Kalaherka says she's helped to shape it.
It's totally wacky and totally comedic, but she has helped me find even more nuggets of gold within the script that I didn't even know existed. We click very well.
Kalaherka has appeared on many local stages, and this marks her fifth appearance at Casey Fringe, but it's her first in her own production.
Fringe is a safe place to produce new work, and it's a safe place to even start a new work that could be a springboard for something different in the future. And ideally, I look at this piece as that.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.